You're in tune to KDWA, FM 97.7, AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today the Home Results Group. We have Mr. Greg Jablonski, Mr. Wayne Beisel. Gentlemen, welcome and thank you for coming in.
Good morning, Dan.
You got to get up by that mic there. We can't hear you, Greg.
Oh, I got to have a mic. Yeah.
No, you sound so much better. You
do. Hi, Dan. I was thinking about our previous discussions.
Were you? Were thinking why when I started out and say because I have to buy FCC to I do the identifications and stuff. Why we don't have our full identification yet? But anyway, moving on.
Moving on. It's going to be some investigative reporting on that one, Dan.
Is it okay? Yeah. We'll let you know how that works out. Okay.
I may even chip in and help you with that.
Well, how are sales in your office this week, gentlemen?
They're going good. I'm not going to say fantastic because there's not that many homes out there that are really being up for sale right now. We can use more listings, but we've got people looking. So, and as stuff's been coming up, it's been selling. So,
okay. Well, that's good. What is it? How does it compare this year versus last year?
I think it's pretty equal.
Probably the same.
Interest rates are great.
Yeah, interest rates are really good.
I think we're maybe back to the traditional market. People are waiting for spring, waiting for more houses coming on the market.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
Traditionally, spring is a lot of houses will pop on?
Correct, mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Is that what you might call pent-up demand from people wanting to get through the winter? Or?
You're making this easy, Dan. Yes. Yes. How about if you talk and we'll listen?
And we'll just say yes.
You've been doing that for the last half hour. What are you talking about? If they only knew.
Yep.
The pre-show, we have this get-together. We talk about what we're going to talk about. And we'll leave it at that.
Talk about ponds, Dan. Let's talk about ponds.
There you go.
Everybody should get a pond.
They should. Everybody needs one, don't they?
I know.
If we only could figure out a way to have the taxpayers pay for it. Oh, okay. That's us.
They have that figured out,
they do,
by the way.
They do in some cases.
Oh, good.
Yes. Specific listings that you may be offering?
Oh, we've got a couple. We've got one on 21st Street that's going to be coming on real soon. And nice house. Having some work done on it right now just to bring it up to the present-day standards, I guess, mm-hmm. what people are looking for. And then we've got one on 14th Street, I guess, that we'd like to talk about, 912 14th Street. It's a beautiful home. And it kind of ties into our topic of the week on kitchens, because one of the things I commented to Greg was when we were sitting in there and we're talking to the homeowners, and, it's Terry and Renee, and we're talking mm-hmm. with them, and how at home a guy felt in their kitchen. It just felt right. And you mm-hmm. don't get that all the time. And this house is just gorgeous. It's just done right. Mm-hmm. I guess that's the only way I can explain it.
Now, before we go into our topic of the week, if someone wants to get a hold of you folks, how can they do that?
Call us.
Greg, you have to be more specific.
Yeah. They can call us at 612.
Okay.
Yeah, 612-437-2121 and ask for either Wayne or Greg or anybody from the Home Result
Group. From the Home Result Group. It's that simple.
Yes.
Greg, you're not making this easy.
Yeah. Come to the office.
Yeah. There you go. But the topic of the week and, what you just were described, Wayne, is exactly right. The most important room in the house is the same room that a lot of the living is done on and a lot of the visiting you have. And I'll let you guys take it from there.
It truly is. You just said it. You come in, you're going to cook, you're going to do something else, whatever. You sit down and talk. You sit around the kitchen table, you sit someplace, and then you just talk there. You don't use the living room or the family room as much. You know, it's just someplace that the more comfortable it feels, the better you are, I guess, is the more you use it. And like I said, that house that I was just describing, it's got it down. It really does. It's a gorgeous, nice setting.
It's like the great space. You have the kitchen, mm-hmm. dining room, and family room all in one big area. And like when we met with Hartman's, you just walk in there, it's warm, it's the nice backyard, the big windows, and it just felt so good. And you're in your space, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're exactly right, Greg, the great room is with the kitchen in there and part of the dining area. And I remember years ago, one of the important things in a house, and you have to have, and it went away because everything was done in the kitchen, was a room just called the dining room. You had the dining room, the living room, a kitchen. Right. But that kind of went away because of what you gentlemen were talking about, didn't it?
Yes, it did. I always termed it room definition. You had to have a dining room. You had to have a kitchen. You had to have a family room. And today, it's like it's all one big room.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's because people do recognize if you want to talk, you want to socialize, same time you want to do some stuff, it's easier to do it that way. It's nicer.
And when you have family over, you're all in one nice big room.
Yep. And yeah, I was going to say, you're not separated, are you?
Exactly. So that's the big thing today, and everybody likes it.
So let's talk about, you're listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA. Our realtors, Greg Jablonski, Wayne Beisel from the Home Results Group. What do you look for then in a kitchen, since it is such an important room?
Go ahead.
The openness is part of it. The cabinet design. Countertops, flooring. I mean, the basics that way, and like I say, and the feel of it. It's got to have a cohesive feel that it all comes together.
Yep. Now we're just doing a remodel on a house up on 21st Street, as Wayne mentioned, and same thing. You know, up there we had all kinds of walls and this and that, so we opened everything up, and so now it'll be one nice big open room. And when you walk into the foyer. We open it up so you can see into the family room. The family room's connected to the dining room kitchen area. The living room up there, everything is wide open versus what it was, which was all closed off.
Well, you did that to our home 5 years ago now.
Yep.
Remember, it was different rooms and opened it up. And I tell you, we just love it. Everybody can sit in there and everybody can talk. And you did a great job, by the way. Your son, too.
Thank you. Yep.
Did he get that? Did he get all that from his mother, do you think?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes.
You get the bell, Greg. But in all seriousness, yes, what you folks suggested that. You made it happen. And it's just a great.
And it is all in design. And so you just have to spend time and. Going, you know, for me, it's kind of like you get that, and when you're going out and you're looking at the new homes, you're trying to figure out how to design the homes you're building. You go and look whatever everybody else is doing, and then that comes over into the quote remodeling, installing new kitchens. You know how to, well, we can do that. And, you know, in the case of like 21st Street, I think we basically opened up about maybe 6 or 8 feet linear footage of wall, but it's huge. It's just really opened it up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more than that, but not much. Not much.
Is the kitchen one of the rooms, our topic of the week, the most important room in the house, is that the one that you get the most return back from your dollar if you remodel it?
I would say yes, wouldn't you?
Yes,
Wayne?
Definitely. I don't do as much.
But I think it is, of course, the most expensive room to touch.
Then my next question was, does cost follow that?
Yep, but there are alternatives, you know. Mm-hmm. And so if you're working within budgets, you know, you can take different routes. I mean, everybody today is so convinced that, well, you have to have granite and you have to have quartz countertops and you have to have the best of the best. And there's some nice options out there that still look very nice and kind of accomplish everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's refinishes on cabinets, too, which looks really good. And I know I was in a townhome the other day, an entry-level townhome, and somebody had painted or epoxied their existing countertops. It really did look nice. So it does accomplish a lot of things, getting rid of some of the traditional colors that maybe need change, you know. So there's other options that aren't expensive that still add to it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be careful, though. And one of those things, like, I've seen painted countertops and, like, or painted counters cabinets.
You have to.
And some of them look great.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And the next one looks like somebody tried to paint it. You know, and you don't want that.
The one I saw was done.
Yes.
And it, professionally.
Okay, I was going to say, is that because it was done by the homeowner as opposed to spending a couple extra bucks and have it done professionally, or it just shouldn't have had been done?
It's a combination of both.
Okay.
You know, some homeowners can go through and do an awful lot of stuff. You know, so I don't like to use the general term that a homeowner can't do it. You have to hire professionally.
And some homeowners shouldn't do it.
But some homeowners shouldn't do it, too, and that's maybe more the case.
Mm-hmm. Like, I would love to have the wage of a quarterback on a football team, but I'll never be able to do it. Maybe Greg can, but you and I, maybe Wayne, we can't.
Yeah.
What are you cutting back? From being a radio star or what?
Yeah, right. I've been working on that for 30 years, and that hasn't been the... But, I mean, some people, in all reality, some people just, you know, if you can't do it, I've learned through the years, is to hire the people that can do it, you know, because what I think I can do and what actually are the end results are a lot of times two different things.
Yeah, I remember a person that I dealt with, and she was so proud because she had repainted her entire house. Oh, and no. I walked in, and it was, like, not good.
Okay.
And it was paint all over the woodwork. It was... not good finish-wise and splotches in the... Really, you couldn't have an any more terrible job.
So,
and I looked at her and I says, oh, you did this all yourself, huh? what can you say? But it was not good quality work that every, you know, homeowner or any person buying a home wants really, really nice work. And it comes down to cabinets, too. A lot of people think, well, we can paint our own cabinets, you know. And yes, some people can. But nowadays, I mean, it's just the little things of what paint do you use. And I'm sure there's many other paints, but in our world, you use Sherwin-Williams Resilience on cabinets. Okay. And you get a local contractor, there's many good ones, to go in there and just do your cabinets. And for a minimal amount of money compared to new cabinets, you can do that. And then you look at, by the time you get done, well, do I replace the cabinets and do I do a snack bar? I mean, so it's all in different levels.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how do you, as realtors, deal with those kind of situations? Because I always wondered, it's got to be tough. At least I would think it would be tough when you know there's something that really doesn't look good, and it's people are going to see it right away, and it's going to deter from the, you know, real value of the home. But yet you know that the person did it, and they have a lot of pride in it.
Tough deal.
I mean, you have to have some sort of a counseling mentality at that point.
You try to point it out, but you also have to be, as you just said, diplomatic at the way you go at it. So you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings, but at the same time, you want to maybe say, hey, there's maybe a little bit different here, or whatever today's world has got this or that. There's ways of going at it and phrasing it.
Okay. I always thought of that in the years that I've done this show is, how do you folks do that? It's got to be tough.
That's a hard job.
Because the home is the number one investment that people have, and we all have a lot of pride in it. And, you know, nobody's going to say, well, Dan, you know, the woodwork is actually supposed to be wood, not slopped full of color. Now, Greg might say that to me, but...
Well, you know what? Anybody that's painted knows how difficult that can be.
It is, yeah.
And you just have to be really careful. And to one, it's like, well, that's what you get when you paint. And to another one, it's like, you won't see one little speck on there. So it's all in the differences.
Right. You're listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA. Our realtors, Greg Jablonski and Wayne Beisel from Home Results Group. Folks, how do they get a hold of you?
You can call us at 612-437-2121 and ask for anybody from the Home Results Group.
Okay. What are some of the other things that you can do?
651. Oh, I say it says, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, 651-437-2121. What are some of the other things that folks can do that may not be real expensive but would really make it have that homey feeling? Should you replace sinks or faucets? Or?
To a degree, cabinets are still the biggest thing, I believe, and the openness.
Yep, I think those two things. And I think you just get a few opinions from people. And the way I look at it is, you may as well do it now instead of 5 years from now, because you may as well enjoy the money you're putting into it. And I think it's just it's really nice. Once you get that updated, I think you can appreciate it more, and you may as well enjoy it. And then all your family's there, and I think it's really good. And then knowing 5 years from now, you're really going to get a good value.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in other words, what I'm hearing is plan ahead.
Yep.
If you know you're going to move, why not do the update? Enjoy it for a while.
And you might even be surprised, and it might be enough to say, hey, I don't want to move.
You knew where I was headed with that.
Make the difference.
Exactly. But then you guys can't, you know, then you guys don't make anything if they don't move.
Our goal isn't necessarily to do that. Our goal is to make sure that they're happy. And if they're more happy in their own home, that's where they should be, and we recommend that.
And then when it comes time to sell it, they know who made them happy, right?
That's our goal.
Yep. You plan for that 5 years down the road when you are going to make the change.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I do believe that, like, you know, the one level living, it's important these days. You're coming out of a large two story and your kids are all gone and you think to yourself, what am I doing with this big house? And the sad part is sometimes you look at it, well, you can't get any more for that big house than what that one level home costs today. Mm-hmm. So it's a hard decision to make that change. But in the end, you have to think about, you know, the purpose it is. And if the value is always going to be there in the end, that's the way it is. Your house value isn't going to go up. The townhouse value may go up. So I think there's trade-offs there that you got to recognize.
I was going to ask you that. Do you think that once the baby boomers are through, because we seem to be the generation that drives all of that.
Yep.
And I've lived in one-level homes. I've lived in multi-level, two stories and stuff. And now you know that we're in a one-level home. Do you think, is that what the younger generation is looking at too? I mean, in the end, I wish I'd have been in a one-level home my whole life because it's just mm-hmm. much easier than constantly going up and down stairs.
I think so too. And I think that they're really looking more at the one level in a house that they could just stay in and they don't have to move. There's no providing, you know, you can get the finished basement and the kids and then you're still good to go. You just don't utilize your basement.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, There's different ways of looking at that. That's one of the things, as you're having young kids or whatever, sometimes you want to be able to segregate them. Hey, go upstairs, go downstairs.
You know, there's that too. Yes. Well, that's what you have the big heated garage for, Wayne. I'm just kidding.
Out to the garage. And our day was go outside. So
it's yeah, exactly. Yeah, good point. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. So was that the reason why, or was it just the cost that all multi-level homes seem to be real popular for a while, and then yes. They went away, and it came back to single level.
Well, I think you're seeing it now, but you're seeing more in the two stories. And, of course, the most cost-effective house is a split entry, period. You get double the square footage, no other construction costs because you utilize the foundation costs.
Yeah, and obviously, if you go up versus spreading out, it's cheaper.
Yep.
You're using airspace, not land. You
know, that's why Ramblers are traditionally more expensive homes to build.
Mm-hmm. Are they holding their – they seem to be holding their value,
yes,
though, right?
Yes, they do.
Yep. Yep, very good.
And townhomes, of course, is a different kind of living that came from where over in Europe. And mm-hmm. you come over here, and that seems to be something that the younger generation likes too, or is it just the cost of it?
Oh, I think it's a whole lifestyle, and I think it's, I don't know about the younger generation so much for that, but I think it's just a different type of housing today that has really caught on, even since the 80s, you know, which mm-hmm. relatively short period of time, really.
Well, let's face it, there's some people that don't like the, you know, out in the snow all the time shoveling. And mm-hmm. so you're right. It is a lifestyle, yep. isn't it? That's becoming really more and more likable.
It really is. Yep.
Okay, before we go, folks, excuse me, you're listening to KDWA's Talk Real Estate, our realtors, Greg Jablonski, Wayne Beisel from the Home Results Group. How can folks get a hold of you, folks?
Call us at 651-437-2121. And ask for anybody in the Home Results Group.
Gentlemen, it's been fun.
Thank you. Thanks, Dan.
You're listening to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. You've been listening to Talk Real Estate. Our realtors today, Greg Jablonski, Wayne Beisel from the Home Results Group. Again, 651-437-2121. And ask for anyone in the Home Results Group.